Why are we outside this innocuous looking brown door on Duncannon Street, Central London? Who dwells here? Which corporate pirates dwell here? Well, this is the headquarters, the London headquarters of the International Tax and Investment Centre, a Washington-based lobbying think tank that has lobbied hard for Iraqi oil. On its board of executives sit the financial offices of Shell, BP, Total, Eni, and multinational corporations from around the world. ITIC works on hammering governments that are in a state of transition or shock. They exploit the shock of war and economic meltdown to impose tax-friendly regimes for multinational corporations. And they've been very busy on Iraq. Their 64-page lobbying document on the future of Iraqi oil concluded that the only option for Iraq was for it to sign production sharing agreements, the contracts that are favoured by international oil companies. Now, the British ambassador delivered this lobbying document to the Iraqi Ministry of Finance. Not only this, but ITIC also worked with Shell and BP and Exxon and other companies to organise meetings between executives from these companies and the Foreign Office. And around that table too were the ministers, the Iraqi ministers of finance, planning and oil. ITIC is heavily involved in pushing for the privatization of Iraqi oil. Plunder is the name of their game. Corporate occupation is what they pursue.